So you have to be an open door. You have to be a safe place for them to come for information without getting lectured. What does that mean? That means that when they come to you for information, you have to give them age-appropriate information. Mommy, what's sex? At 4 years old, it's going to be a different conversation than mommy, what's sex? At 9 year old, which is going to be a totally different conversation than at 13 year old. You understand? So you want to give them age-appropriate information. How do you know if it's age-appropriate? You give them a little piece of it. It's a little piece. Sex is something that two people who love each other do together, and it's a beautiful experience. Oh, okay. Off they go. That could be at 4 or at 9. If they keep asking questions, you keep answering the questions. When they stop asking questions, you stop answering the questions. You don't want to sit a 9-year-old down and do the whole chart, you know, like our parents did. Pear-shaped uterus, and you're sitting there going, God, all I asked was, what was sex? I don't know what the hell this has to do with sex. I don't understand. I don't even understand that M word, that menstruation. Who knows what the hell that is? I don't know. I didn't ask her about that. All I asked her about was sex. At some point, as a parent, you're going to switch from parent to counselor, which is where Anne is. Anne's daughter wants a counselor. You have to determine if you're detached enough to be that counselor, or if you need to refer them to professional care. In Anne's case, her daughter has professional care. So you can just keep moving it back to who she chose to counsel her. Yeah, well, do that. Any questions so far? So you need to be a safe place for them to come from for information. And try to remember what it's like to be a teenager and share your life. If your mother would have said, honey, when I was in that situation, this is what happened, how would you have felt with your mother at the end of the conversation? Much closer. But God,
Mom did
that. You did that? You smoked marijuana? You're an old fart. They didn't have marijuana when you were young. You had Glenn's kids tell me that.
What are you talking about, Mommy?
You're an old fart. I was 24. You're an old fart. They didn't have marijuana when I was young. They didn't have drugs. All they had was alcohol and stuff like that, didn't they? You have to share your life experience. It's going to bring you and your child closer together. Instead of sharing your wisdom, well, do you know, David, that marijuana burns your brain cells out? I mean, like, who cares? At 17 years old, when that's the thing to do, you don't care that it's burning your brain cells out. You're very sure that your adults made that up so that you would not do it, right? I mean, you know how teenagers think. So if you find yourself in a situation with your child and your child won't communicate and you know that there's a problem and you know what the problem is, a lot of times if you'll share a similar experience that you had as a child, they'll start opening up. It may take a couple of days, but they'll start opening up. Any questions? Absolutely. Absolutely they do. Absolutely they do. Also, if you tell him something of when he was younger. Uh-huh. Any questions? What questions do you have? Come on. Paul?
This is so much a question. It just occurs to me that at certain ages, I feel less affected. In fact, when the kid turns 9, if I have a problem with where I was at 9 years old, and that's obviously going to affect the way I interact with my child.
Absolutely.
So not only do I have to take an age check on where they are, I have to see what that age actually represents.
The hardest part about being a parent is determining how old you are when you're interacting with a child. It's a very good point. And I handed this handout called Understand Family Patterns Change Your Life. This is about how patterns are passed on family to family, generation to generation. In generation, we get to change it. We get to change the family pattern. How do we do that? Through educating ourselves about what works and what doesn't work with children. Now, what works with children in Dr. Spock's age, he's now recanted all that, right? Recanted all of that. Now he's determined that that doesn't work. Now something else works. Depending on the social environment, depending on the development of the children, depending on the age of the children and how quickly they're developing. Our children right now are developing extremely quickly, very quickly. A lot of the times their bodies have not caught up to their brains.